All right, now, we are, I'm not sure what number this is, but I'm going to say Spiritual Warfare, Volume 2, and this is part 24 of that, but it's the second part of Releasing the Power. Now, if you can figure that out, you good. All right, praise God. I'm going to leave it right there. Let's go over to Ephesians again, Ephesians chapter 6. Yes, it is. Okay, so what was on here is right. The part 2, Releasing the Power, part 2. Yeah, okay, great. All right. Now, don't forget, now I'm not preaching. I'm teaching tonight. Don't y'all be trying to pull me into a preaching anointing and so forth, see? Because you got to let me teach here sometime, because teaching gives you understanding. So. All right, look what he says here in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do? Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're in this area called Releasing the Power. Let's come over to Acts, please, Acts chapter 1. Releasing the Power. Over in Acts chapter 1, he said, and starting in verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. Now, what I said Sunday, we were talking about being in the world, that the church was not designed to be separate from the world. We're designed to be in the world, but not what? Of the world. But we're not designed to be detached from the world, that we are to go into the world. Now, let's look at Psalms chapter 66, please. Open the book of Psalms chapter 66. He said, and this I'll start reading here at verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies do what? Submit themselves to you. So as we remember, when Moses went down there to Pharaoh, God warned Moses. He said, now Pharaoh is going to ask you to do a miracle. In other words, if you're going to serve God, you're going to speak the fact that you are coming representing God, then he's going to ask you to show proof that you are. And I think what has been left out of the gospel is basically the demonstration of the gospel. That many times we are convincing people by word of mouth. In other words, we're telling them, well, you know, Jesus rose from dead and so forth. And that's good. But I tell you, there is nothing, one man said, one miracle is almost worth 1,000 sermons. one miracle. Now, he's saying here that there's a demonstration that should take place. Look what he says in Matthew chapter 24. This is starting at verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And that's the reason for the power. The power is for witness. That's the main reason for the power. It's for witnessing. It's for people seeing something different about us that's on them. I'll start with this story, and then I'm going to talk about faith just a little bit. But I was, this when I was taking the Word of God, and we had just gotten here, and I guess it was about 5 months after we arrived back in Chicago, because we came here, like I said, with how much money? $200. That's a miracle right there, praise God. And so what happened was, I was going downtown to meet a friend who I'd met through the teaching that we were doing. And he wanted to buy me lunch, And so I was going down there to meet him. And I was on LaSalle Street. As you know, LaSalle Street is kind of like Wall Street in New York. And it's got all the business and all the mercantile chains, so forth and so on, and securities. And so what happened was I was walking down the street. It was around noontime. And there was a commotion way across the street. And I didn't pay any attention to it because it wasn't my business. I was walking on the other side of the street. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God said, I want you to go over there to him. Now, this, you know, it kind of got my attention here. To go where? Go over there to him. And I'm saying, no, wait a minute now. You know, in my mind, logically, that's not even my business. The Bible says something about when you see two dogs fighting, don't get in it. That's in the Bible. And so, no, what he wanted me to do is he wanted me to bring the kingdom across that street for whatever reason. And so I kept walking. So there was a gentleman behind me, and I just happened to look behind me, you know. And this guy was looking at me. Now, all the commotion was over there, but he was looking at me. I said, man. So I got convicted. And I said, go over there to him. So I turned to go, and I looked both ways to see if any cars were coming, and the street was clear. And so I stepped down, remember, I stepped down into the street off the curb. And when I did that, something came over me that I cannot explain to this day. And I felt totally invincible. Totally invincible. But I want you to know, it didn't just happen while I was walking down the side of the street. It happened when I obeyed God. See, God will give you the grace to do whatever he's called you to do when you obey him. Say amen. And so I went over there, got in the other part of the side of the street, and the guy was about 10 paces in front of me. And the devil must have told him I was back there. Because when I squared off behind him about 10 paces, he just turned around just like that. And I said to myself, I know this is the devil right here, you know. And so I kept walking, you know, so he then, his shoulders started to shrink and his legs were wide, it came up and the gate kind of closed up. And I went up there. Now understand, by this time, all these people around him, because he was kicking at people as they were trying to get him to stop doing something or whatever have you. And so a circle had formed around him. So I'm breaking through the circle now, and I put my arm around his shoulders because he's a big guy. And so I said, mister, what's your problem? He said, they stole my cigarettes. Now, that was the state that he was in. And God wanted the people to see that there was a power stronger than what was there. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, he wants people to see there's a power stronger than terrorism. He wants people to see there's a power stronger than the gangs on the south side. He wants people but we are the only ones that can release that kind of power. Say amen to this. And a lot of times we're sitting in the seat trying to figure it out. But God gives you commands. He just wants you to go somewhere. Now that's the first point. Now the second point is I had to step out in faith. One of the things that I want to do is I want to teach you how to walk in great faith. Not little faith. Great faith.